God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a visit from across the pond, from less visible. He comes by for an audio commentary this time every month. You want to tune in and check him out. He's got some very good points, very passionate, very into. He's one of these guys that you're gonna love him or hate him. And of course, we love him here at Feet the Fire. Now, less visible.
Greetings, people. As you know, I've been doing a show once a month for, some few months, almost coming up on a year now. And I've had a bit of a quandary with my show because, I have two separate mindsets that tend to operate, and I've had to try to blend them. And now James has been kind enough to give me another segment. And so I can go exclusively with metaphysics in the one segment, which tonight will be, and I can also go with the socio-political commentary, the smoking mirrors sort of thing, in the last segment. As has proven to be typical for me in my doing these shows, I seem to invariably forget when I'm supposed to do the show, or some strange quirk in the calendar causes me to forget. And it happened for the February 4th week show, and now tonight I get a email from James saying, "You're really late with your show," and I'm going, "Oh, man." And I realize this is the second week, but, you know, it's like feels like the first week because it's only March 8th, and I must apologize for that. I'm just winging it here and not really prepared and going to search within and see if I can find something to speak about. And, there's other things impinging on me. My software doesn't seem to want to operate here and stops without warning. And hopefully it's not going to happen again. It happened the first time I tried to do this a little while ago. And I've also had one of the roughest weeks of my life. And why these things happen, I can't really tell you, but I expect that these things are happening to a great many of us right now. There's just this heaviness, this leaden weight in the atmosphere, and I've just been feeling it. It's been excruciating, and I took certain steps to get out from under it, and those were very bad steps to take. And so I'm exhausted tonight and just really trying to move on to the morning. And here I am having to do this show. So, well, you know, this show must go on, as they say. And I'm lucky that I can probably just talk without the need for notes and, you know, any kind of a direction, and just, you know, reach and see what comes to me. I believe I will read my most recent Visible Origami, because I think it ties in with a lot of what I want to talk about. But I guess basically what I want to talk about is how tough it is at this time to live within ourselves in this world the way it is. I had a dream last week, or it was maybe a few days ago, something like that. Would have been probably last week, of course. Anyway, it was one of the most startling and arresting dreams I've ever had. It was a form of lucid dreaming. I think that's what they call it, but it was so incredibly prophetic, and it was one of those kind of dreams when you know, even when you're dreaming, that it's not a dream. And what had happened was the waters started to rise everywhere, and this dream went on the entire night, and I got up to go to the bathroom at one point, went back, the dream continued right on. Then I woke up at another point, fell back asleep, and the dream just continued. And that is an odd thing. those waters kept rising, and I kept seeking higher ground. Very often, there was no higher ground, it didn't seem, but then all higher ground would always appear. And I had companions occasionally on my way, and they all departed, and I don't really know what happened to them. They took off in what to me seemed like the wrong direction, and I just continued on the way I was going, seeking the higher ground. And eventually, there was only one piece of higher ground left, and it was kind of like a park. If you're familiar with Buena Vista Park in San Francisco, it was in a way sort of like that because of the way the land went up. And everything was very, very green, and there were these ancient ruins and vines growing through and over them, and they seemed like some evidence of a departed civilization. I couldn't really get a fix on it, except that there was a sense of extraordinary peace. And there I was, and at that point, the waters stopped rising, and I was there all alone. There were no birds singing and no animals, and there were no other people either. And when I woke up, I had this really profound sense of hope and also doom at the same time. And it hit me that it had a lot to do with April coming. And something kept coming up into my mind about April to June, and that some kind of very heavy event was going to happen. And then I read somewhere, and I can't remember where it was, but I read that in this April, there is an astrological configuration taking place that is almost identical to where the planets and everything were during the inception of one of the last two world wars. I can't even remember which one of the two it was, but I remember reading it and going, oh, man, you know, because there's nothing wrong with astrology. It's a phenomenal science. There's something wrong with astrologers, and so oftentimes they get things wrong, and therefore the science has kind of fallen into disrepute simply also because of the commercialization that has gone on. But it's a very pure and profound modality, and, you know, what can I say? So that's kind of been on my mind. There's this sense like something's coming up. And knowing who these knuckleheads are that are presently in charge of the world and the people who have caused this financial disaster on purpose for the reasons of looting the world's wealth, and that's all it is, and I'm not going to get into the players tonight because I'm not in that particular mode. I'll talk more about that kind of thing when I do my next show this month. But all of this is being engineered, and these people think that they're in charge and they're in control, and they don't realize that they're actors in a moral play, and they're object lessons of how not to be and what not to do. And so even with their excessive hubris and arrogance, where they think that they're running the show, they're really being exposed as examples of something. And that's what's really taking place, which does not mean that a lot of people aren't going to go with them, because therein lies the problem, what you believe is real. And unfortunately, when powerful people are going in the wrong direction, it's not difficult to convince a lot of other people to go with them simply because these people are powerful. They must know what they're doing. But they don't know what they're doing. And this financial crash that has occurred has not even impacted yet. It's going to be significantly heavier than it is now. And I don't really know what to tell you about that. But you're just going to have to find a way to be strong inside. I have had serious problems with that myself this last week, as I said, and it has been very, very difficult for me. I have been incapable of answering my emails or doing much of anything, and I seem to be coming out of it now, for which I am grateful, but the discomfort level is fairly extreme. So I ask you to bear with me if I am not as on as I hope to think I am on other occasions. James, I'm very sorry for having to rocket this out at you at this late moment, but thank God I at least saw your email, and I will manage to get it to you. And hopefully it won't happen again in the future. I'm going to have to, like, staple a note to my forehead or something, because I really have had some difficulties in that regard. Let me see if I can go to some of my last piece. Well, I can't even seem to find it now. So that's unbelievable, because it was just there. And a lot of other Word applications are open, and all these other things are there, but not the one that I was just looking at and did not close. So I take it I'm not supposed to read that. I'm just going to continue to talk and tell you that, you know, civilizations have risen and fallen so many times, and we have no record even of the ones that are gone. We hear about mythical Atlantis and Lemuria and places like that, and there's a lot of evidence that they existed. But, you know, even prior to that, there were other civilizations that have been, you know, literally wiped off the face of the earth. And it's quite possible some of us were there at that time. And when you consider that, as you look back into the past, you see all the things that have disappeared, then you realize that nothing is permanent. It's all going to go away. And you're not permanent either in as far as your particular physical envelope goes, because everybody moves on, everybody goes, and everything that you have, you cannot take any of it with you. You take only with you the experiences that you've gained and whatever wisdom, God willing, that you have achieved. And so, therefore, that is the one thing we really need to focus on, what we learn by the things we're put through. Not what we acquired, not any titles we have, not the idea that, you know, we have so many friends and associates who, as we have learned in life, will vanish real soon when difficulty hits. We, all of us, have very few real friends. And we need to go inside. We need to go inside and find that anchor that's there and that's somehow going to lead us on. And I often use for myself the example of these three qualities that I really would like to possess, and I often ask for them. And in the Muslim religion, they have a name. It's called iman. And these qualities are faith, certitude, and determination. And I often, you know, I'll go out into my yard here. I live way out in the middle of nowhere, and there's no one around most of the time, and I speak into the night or into the afternoon, and I ask, please remove my shortcomings. Please make me a better person. Please grant me your qualities. Grant me your qualities. Grant me wisdom and understanding. And it would develop into other things that I might say as I ask, though, basically for the same thing over and over, and hope that that will impact upon the universe so that one day I'll receive these things. But you got to be careful what you ask for, because when you ask to have your shortcomings removed, you have to remember that these are the underpinnings often of what holds you up. And when these things start getting removed, you can find yourself more out of balance than you were before, because you don't have them to rely on anymore. And I have found that to my chagrin, as I say of late. Sometimes when you're doing house cleaning, you want to not do so much house cleaning all at the same time. Mujahideen Guru Baba once said to me, you must not scrub the pot so hard that you break it. And I guess it has something to do with being overly zealous. And maybe sometimes things just have to happen, you know, in their own time. And I've always been, you know, sort of aggressively moving into the unknown. And you can just imagine what that's done for me, and especially with my extensive psychotropic experience. And but, you know, I don't really feel like I have had any other alternative because, you know, the materialism is so great and it builds up that you just have to blow the carbon out of your jets, you know. And so I sometimes resort to things that perhaps saner people wouldn't, but I just cannot bear to go into redundant darkness. It just keeps repeating itself over and over and over again. And I guess that's how many explorers are, you know. They just keep right on going, you know. And because they don't have anything else. I mean, and I don't have anything else personally. I have brought myself to a point where nothing really matters to me anymore but this, you know, to find what truth there is and to make it a part of my life. And I have the faith that somehow I will be rewarded with some portion of it in some time. And I see I've gotten now to went through all this time, and it looks like I'm done. So, but thank you very much, folks, for listening to this disjointed rambling, and I will see you in a couple of weeks, and may God's love encircle and contain you and bless you, and aloha. I'll see you later, if there is one. God bless.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. No, God's not dead.